Boltiful had earlier bragged that he bought his G-Wagon himself and that he has helped lots of people in private more than what Bob Risky always claims. Then, Bob in his response revealed with evidence that alleged G-Wagon was actually rented. Popular Nigerian cross-dresser Idris Olanre Waju Okunai, better known as Bob Risky, has come out to expose his cross-dressing colleague and Dubai-based Boltiful, who earlier claimed he helped people more than Bob Risky, adding that his G-Wagon was bought by himself, unlike Bob, who go about borrowing. On taking to his Instagram page, Boltiful claimed he helped people more in private than Bob Risky, who always brag about, and showing list of people he has helped. And as a matter of fact, he added that the new person he planned to help just landed in Dubai following a contact with him, even though he's not easily going to reveal the person's identity until in due time. He also advised those insulting crossdresser to desist from it because your destiny might be tied to them. He wrote, "Just so you know, I helped a lot of persons in private. After the whole at Bob Risky 222 issue with all those she claims she helped, I learned it's better to help people in private than to show off, cause not everyone that appreciate that kind of help sometimes. Just help people without letting two ears know, even if the person is grateful or not, you done your part, leave the rest for God. I'm so happy my unknown fan landed safely in Dubai. I will visit him later when I'm less busy. I promise not to give his details out, so I'm going to stick to that. Just keep helping people the little way you can. And for anyone looking for help, may your helper locate you. For those insulting crossdresser, your destiny might be tied to them, that's why you must be kind to everyone. Let love lead, stop the hate." However, shortly after Boltiful shared his post, Bob Risky came out with lots of receipts to expose him, saying that the G-Wagon he allegedly bought by himself was actually rented. And attaching a video, Bob beckoned on his fans and supporters to watch it and see that after inserting the car's plate number into the Dubai Police website, it showed that the car was rented, but Boltiful earlier claimed he bought it. He however advised him to go and make real money like him and not going about bragging with rented vehicle. Bob Risky stated, "Guys, never let anyone lie to you on social media, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. D first day dis tiny leg of a thing said he bought a Gwagun. I knew he was just a clout chaser, Mr. Cloutino, trying to be me so bad. Don't swipe O cause you all will go and swear for dis boy, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. How can you go and rent a car and come and claim you bought it on social media? Swipe and see all D rent details. Also impound fee, Dubai police is asking D rental to pay on dis white Gwagun 50,083. And dis he goat said he bought. When anyone lied to you, he or she bought any car, especially in a civilized country, put the plate number in their system to check, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, D lie go come out. The same way they checked dis plate no for me in Dubai and sent me all D details, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. Mr. Tiny Leg, I'm not your mate, sit your dirty ass and learn to make real money, money bag, not car rental money, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. Let me drop my pen here, smiley face. Watch video below. https://cloudup.com/88sconclude.mp4